Hey guys, Will Durst here to report on the first GOP debate of the year hosted by CNN. And the clear winner was the 99.99% of the American people who neglected to watch it. But for the six of us who did, the strategy of the combatants was more obvious than an elephant in a stairwell. Bash Obama, take a breath, bash again, and repeat. Every time the frontrunner, Mitt Romney, was given an opportunity, he circumvented the question and relentlessly whipped into his failure of leadership mantra, like a broken hand puppet, to the point where he needs to be careful to keep a respectful distance from the phrase, or voters might think it reflects on him. Oh yeah, Romney, he's the failure guy. To say that Obama's failure has been the preferred Republican tactic for the last 3 years is like saying that water is an effective medium for whale migrations. Repeatedly claiming his abject non-success to be their number one priority, Republicans have facilitated it by opposing the president at every step of every way since day one. If obstructionism were an Olympic sport, these guys would have more gold around their necks than Mr. T. And yes, of course, the purpose of the loyal opposition is to oppose. But Republicans would rather see the economy sink like a truck engine in a swimming pool than have Obama given credit for its comeback. On the podium, however, amongst themselves, the six men and one woman held a veritable love fest with Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, "Thou shalt not speak ill of other Republicans," clapping mouths shut tighter than Madoff's credit line in Vegas. They also echoed Reagan's call for more tax cuts and further deregulation, which back in the day was characterized by George Herbert Walker Bush as voodoo economics. And in the midst of the crisis that we're in, doubling down on the problems that got us here is way beyond voodoo. These guys are practicing sorcery. More dark magic. Where's Dumbledore when you need him? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.